the name-giving ceremony of Krishna. Vasudeva, the embodiment of pure goodness, sent the famous priest Gargamuni to Gokula to perform the name-giving ceremony of Krishna and Balaram. By his purity, Vasudeva blessed everyone and liberated his ancestors from their sinful reactions. Because of having perfectly controlled his senses, his fame spread in every direction for all time. The essence of Yajna is mantra, and the essence of Gargarishi was his vast intelligence, which he used to give expert advice with. As Kapila Muni had previously described the 24 elements of material nature, Gargamuni explained the truth of the planetary movements. He perfectly understood the four Vedas and the 22 different intonations of chanting Vedic mantras. As the ocean is the source of all rivers, Gargarishi stood as a rich storehouse for all branches of Vedic knowledge. As the sun removes darkness and manifests simultaneously in many places, Gargamuni destroyed the ocean of ignorance and became famous everywhere for his austerities. He also established a dynasty in his name. As clouds gather over Mount Sumeru, the best of the mountains, and pour profuse rain during the monsoon season, wherever Gargamuni stayed in Vrindavan, he showered everyone with unlimited joy. Due to his exceptional character, he brought all good fortune to everyone. Gargamuni, the Acharya of the Yadu dynasty, did not immediately disclose the reason for his visiting Nanda Maharaj. Brajaraj Nanda received him respectfully, offered him obeisances, worshipped him, and washed his feet. Serving the great sage filled Nanda's heart with remarkable bliss. Afterwards, Nanda Maharaj took Gargamuni to a private place, sprinkled the sage's charanamrita on his head, and spoke submissively, "O best of the sages, saints of your caliber show compassion to others by your exemplary behavior. You remove the sufferings of birth, death, disease, old age, and other miseries without a doubt. Sages like you sanctify the world. Indeed, I have attained unlimited fortune by drinking your charanamrita. Simply a particle of dust from the feet of a realized soul like you, who possesses all auspicious qualities, can liberate the entire universe from mountains of sin. Those who worship saintly persons usually have many desires to fulfill. Simply by seeing you today, the creeper of my desire has borne fruit. Although you are physically strong, you are devoid of desire. You act only to benefit others by relieving their distress. Your presence here has made my life successful. So I need not ask you why you have come. But listen, as I have something to say which you may not like. I am praying to you because you are famous throughout the world for your compassion and selflessness. Your glories illuminate the whole world. I am disturbed by various anxieties, but I feel somewhat afraid to approach you because of your exalted position. Nevertheless, since your heart is very soft, I feel inclined to reveal my mind to you. O Master, the fame of Anaka Dundubi Vasudeva is heard throughout the world like the sound of a Dundubi drum. I will be pleased and indebted if you publicly announce the names of our two sons, Rama and Krishna. Please perform the necessary rituals for their auspicious name-giving ceremony. Favorably inclined, Gargamuni replied, O Brajaraj, your humility conquers the hearts of everyone, and your submissive request is free from pride and arrogance. As the soothing rays of the moon bring pleasure to the Kumuda flower, I will satisfy your cherished desire in all respects. There is no one in this world like the wicked Kamsa. He is notorious for his cruelty and cannot stand to see anyone else enjoy. He is like a poisonous fruit on a dangling creeper. He defeated the demigods and put everyone in distress. Now, without challenge, he has seized control of your country. Kamsa is always meditating upon the son of Vasudeva and inquiring about his whereabouts. He hisses loudly like a snake hiding in the mountain cave. He knows that I am the Acharya of the Yadu dynasty. Therefore, O Brajaraj Nanda, if I perform the auspicious name-giving ceremony of your son, Then the inimical kings who are moving amongst us in disguise will immediately disclose the news to that wicked king. All the sinful kings of the Boja dynasty will treat us cruelly due to their malice. And among them, Kongsa is envious and malicious. As a fire burning within a tree causes continual pain, such kings give relentless suffering to others. It is very difficult, therefore, to execute this ceremony. Overwhelmed with lamentation over Gargamuni's words, Nanda Maharaj replied, "O my master, your statements are certainly correct. Is there anyone alive who could be envious of you, O affectionate one? The foolish people will not know if we secretly hold the name-giving ceremony in my house. Besides our four eyes, there are no other eyes here to see. No one else will find out if we observe the ceremony along with my intimate family members. Since you are the embodiment of fortune, your presence alone can easily remove the misery of material existence. There is no need for the external pomp of drums, cymbals, and other musical instruments. You alone can perform the ceremony by chanting all the necessary hymns and mantras." Gargamuni's face beamed happily upon hearing Nanda's words. As a glass bowl of oil reveals the objects within it, Gargamuni's executing this service showed his inner prema ras. Mother Yashoda and Rohini then brought Krishna and Ram before the great sage. While gazing at Krishna, Gargamuni mused, "The body of this little boy holds within himself all the truths of the Upanishads, and he firmly establishes the existence of God. Is he a flower on the desire tree causing our good fortune? Is his form the origin of the nectar ocean of condensed bliss? Gyanis see him as Brahman, or the Lord of the universe. Mental speculators see him as the creator. Mystic yogis see him as the supersoul, and saintly devotees worship him as Bhagavan. Although beyond the influence of time and space, that very same personality of Godhead plays in the lap of his pure devotees Nanda and Yashoda. Oh, what an amazing sight! Is he the causeless origin of a beautiful light within the dense darkness of ignorance? Ah! His form is completely astonishing. Though reclining on the lap of his mother, he floods my heart with a stream of joy. His darshan satisfies my eyes like a lamp of cooling camphor. The fragrance of his body resembles the sweet smelling of burning aguru and sandalwood. Krishna causes my body to manifest ecstatic symptoms such as shaking, hair standing erect, and mental bewilderment. I came here to do his name-giving ceremony, but if this joyous state continues, it will be impossible for me to do it." Considering the situation, Garga again pondered, "If I hold on to his feet, everyone will say, 'This Gargamuni has gone crazy.' If I embrace him to my chest, people will say that I am acting frivolously. Alas, if I hold back and do nothing, I will become filled with anxiety and lose my patience. But never mind, let it be like this. Today my life has really become fortunate. My eyes have attained perfection. My learning and exalted birth have now become blessed. The Lord has shown his compassion upon me and made my life successful by making me the Acharya of the divine Yadu dynasty." Thinking thus, Gargamuni simultaneously drank nectar and bathed in an ocean of bliss. Due to this, he seemed to be sleeping, though awake, to be an illusion, though wise, to have fallen unconscious, though alive, to be blind, though seeing, to be deaf, though hearing, speaking, though appearing dumb, and to be frivolous, though patient. Yashoda and Rohini brought Krishna and Rama to Gargamuni. Full of all good fortune, these two boys removed all misfortune. Before naming the children, Gargamuni blessed them by chanting auspicious mantras. After dispelling all negative elements, Gargamuni selected appropriate names and initiated the ceremony, saying, "The son of Vasudeva is as powerful as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he shall be named Bala, because he possesses extraordinary power. In the future, he will enjoy wrestling, so he will also be called Baladeva. Sometimes his friends will defeat him in the sport of cracking jokes. At that time, they will say, "O Deva, now show us your strength." For his relishing of Hasya Ras, the mellow of humor, he will be called Balarama. He is the personification of fame and perfection and more glorious than the Creator. Since he will attract all people and remove their sins, the name Sankarshan also befits him. Handsome and pleasing to everyone, this boy will become famous as Rama. Because he will show extraordinary strength while playing, he will also be called Balarama. As Bhakti Yoga is found among the four castes, your youngest son appears in four colors: white, red, yellow, and dark blue. Although your son resembles the hue of a blue sapphire, in every millennium he manifests a different color to show his compassion. In Satya Yuga, the people live religious lives free from sin. Your son appeared in that age in a white color. In Treta Yuga, fire had three names: Dakshini Agni, Grahadbhutya Agni, and Davanya Agni. In that age, your son appeared as the combination of these three fires known as Yajna. In Dwarpa Yuga, the Lord appears in a dark blue color resembling the Shama color, dark blue complexion, of your son. In Kali Yuga, the age of quarrel, he has a golden color. He will be addressed as Krishna, which is a combination of five letters: Ka, Ri, Sa, Na, A. By the first four letters of his name, he assumes the different colors of the four yugas. His present Sham color signifies Vishnu, which is indicated by the last letter of Krishna's name. Therefore, he who now assumes the color of a blue sapphire is the origin of all other yuga avatars and shall be known as Krishna. He will be called Krishna for his ability to attract the hearts of his lovers and take away the sins of his devotees. The word Krishi means existence, and the letter Na signifies bliss. His primary name is Krishna because he is the personification of bliss and eternality. Sometimes, your younger son combines with Yogamaya to appear as the son of the liberated soul, Vasudeva. For this reason, he will also be known throughout the world as Vasudeva. Your son has all the qualities of Narayan, such as mercy, forgiveness, truthfulness, and cleanliness. Saraswati, the goddess of learning, has put these concepts in my mind. Although Narayan is equal to Krishna, your son is the origin and Narayan is his expansion. Since your son possesses the power to maintain the universe, everyone will call him Narayana. Not only Saraswati proclaims this, but I also agree. My words fail to reach the extent of your son's unlimited glories. Nanda Maharaj, you are fortunate to have such a phenomenal child. By his mercy, you will easily overcome all difficulties now and in the future. Not only that, but anyone who loves your son will have all of his desires fulfilled. Though the pundits have attained the rare fortune of knowing everything, still they will not be able to fathom the identity of your son. Do not reveal this confidential truth to anyone. Then, Gargamuni picked up Krishna, who removes all distress, and placed him on his lap. From the touch of Krishna, the sage experienced ecstatic symptoms such as horripilation and hairs standing erect. At that moment, Gargamuni thought, "Ah, this boy is displaying unprecedented effulgence. How can this child's transcendental brilliance appear along with material objects such as cudgel, a cloud, a blue lotus, and a blue sapphire?" Expert pundits have explained this by saying that Brahman has appeared on earth as the effulgence of your jewel-like son. After giving the boys a final loving embrace, Gargamuni placed them on Nanda's lap and prepared to leave. Nanda Maharaj stood up and respectfully escorted Gargamuni outside.